Teran Ches Amud Aleph. Yeah, at the top. Excuse the voice. Okay, so we're in the middle of his brisa. We're trying to we have these two opinions when we have to, when the person has to pay from his land, do we judge the land by Shiloh? Shiloh Hein Shamin, it was what's the person himself, what's his best or middle or worst, or do we go by the Oilam? What in the Welt, what out there, what is the considered the Edi Spain nuisance Iburis? So says the we brought a brisa, that's what we saw last time. Now the Gemara says, Ktani Mias Mitzia, the middle of the case over there in the brisa, says, and when a person has Bainun is Viziburis, right, all he has is Bainus and Ziburis. So if he has Nezikin, Ubalchov, they both collect from the Bainis, because he doesn't have any Edis. So even the Nezikin has to collect from the Bainis. And Ksuvasisha Miziburis. So now Gmaris Medaik, what do we see? Vi Amar Tepesholoheshamin. If you want to say that we judge by his best, so Tasa Bainisholo Ikiidis. So all he has is Bainis and Ziburis. If we're going to go by him, his best he has is quote-unquote Bainis, so that really is by him his Edis. That's the best he has. So therefore, Ziburis is his Bainis, and therefore, the Balcho should be collecting from the Ziburis, not from the Bainis. So it seems over here that we go by the world, since the world calls that Bainis, so therefore that's why we collect from there. And then the Balchot should really collect from the Ziburis. So the Gemara is though, that what are we talking about here? That he once had Edis. He had all three. So really we go by his. We go by his what he has. And he had all three. And when he had his somebody, he was a mazik, and he owed money to, and the ksuv zishi, all three, and he had all three lands to pay. So then, mele, each one, he was meshuvit each one to that one. He was but the, with his edis to the nezek that he did, and his beinis to the balchov that he owes, and to the woman, the zivri. He ready was mechuyav each thing to each person, and only then he sold the edis. Then he has no edis, but the balchov still collects from the beinis because he was already meshuva to the beinis before he sold the edis. Even though after he sold it, in theory, now his best. V'chein amar Rav Chista k'un chaisa edis umachar. Hacha nami mistabag. Gemara says, in fact, it's mistabag. I mean, k'tani achrisi, because we have another brisa that says a little different. It says beinis v'ziburis. In this case, when a person has beinis and ziburis, then nizakin v'beinis. Here we have Balcho collecting from Ziburis, not from Beinonis. It's a stira. Kashin Adadi. Sorry, the first price said that the Balcho collects from the Beinonis, and this one says he collects from the Ziburis. How could that be? El Alav Shmamina, Kan Shahai Solo Edis Umachra, Kan Shaloi Sa Edis Umachra. You can answer, that's exactly the answer to the question. In the stira. That in the first brisa that says the Balkov collects from the Beinonis, so that's talking about that he, like we said before, that he had Edis and he sold it, so he's already the Balkov's already Meshuvah to the Beinonis. Whereas the second brisa says collects from the Ziburis, he's talking about a case where he never had the Edis in Machara, so therefore his best, which is the Beinonis, is considered Edis, and now the Ziburis goes into the Beinonis, and that's why, in fact, in some of the second price, he gives the Balch of the Ziburis. Okay, Vibais Ema, Edi V'Edi, Shaloi Sa Edi Sumachra. So now we're going to give another Yishuv to the Stira, and you could say that really everybody hold, both prices maybe hold, and lo, b'sha'olam heim chamin, could be. They really go by the world, not by what, not his best, etc. And then he didn't have Edis and sold it. Not that regular case. He just has Beinonis and Ziburis, and it goes by the what the world is. And still, lokasha ha, meaning the second price that says he collects from the Ziburis, is talking about a case, the Shavei Beinonis Shaloh, the Beinonis of the Gendolove, is equal to the Edis of the world. It's to the, it's, and we're, again, be'olam hein shamin, going by the world, and therefore, where that his beinanis is equal to the edis of the world, and therefore the Baal Chov collects from the ziburis. Vekan, in the first brisa, when the Baal Chov is collecting from the beinanis, he's talking about the lo shavi beinanis shelo kidis yama. Ella, it's beinanis yama, his beinanis, like the world's beinanis. Mainly they collect from the beinanis, because we go by what the world is, and then his beinanis is the world's beinanis. Mainly you collect from the beinanis. Bibai Seima, another possibility, Idi Vidi, both prices are talking about Goncha Haisa, Bainani Shalo, Kabinis the Alma, everything's the same, his Bainani is the world, but everything's the same. But Hacha by Pligi, that's what they're arguing in. That Marsavar, Bishalo, Hain Shamin, and Marsavar, Bishalo, Lam, Hain Shamin, that's exactly what they're arguing in. That the second Bryce said, as the Baal Chov collects in Ziburi, so it says, Bisholohein Shamin. It goes by his. So Mela, his, since all he has is Bainis and Ziburis again, and his, therefore his Bainis turns into Edis, because it's his best. Mela, the Baal Chov collects from the Ziburis. And the Marsavar, the first price that you collect from the Beinanis is when you go by the world, and since his Beinanis is like the world's Beinanis, so therefore collects from the Beinanis. Ravina Mar, to answer the stira, Vidula Pligi, they're arguing about in Ula. What is that? Damar Ula, Dvar Torah, Balkov, Biziburis. That Minatora, a Balkov collects from the Ziburis, the worst. Where do we see that? Shnei Mar, it says by a Balkov, it says, Bachutz Tamod, Veisha Shira, Atanoshebo, Yotzi Eleches, Avot Achutz, says the Pasuk. That if somebody owes you money, you can't go into his house and take a mashkan. You have to wait outside and let him take out and give you. Now, what does he give you? He can take out whatever he wants. He comes in his house. He says, "Here, take this." So, what is the derech? Ma dar kol shel adam lotzi lachutz. What is he going to give? The best thing he has? No, laughing. He's going to give you the worst. Pachus shebekelim. So here we see the Baal Chov you can give him the worst. Ah, Yumat Hamamru Baal Chov B'Beinanis. Why the Chachamim say that B'chol Zot you should give him Beinanis? Kedei Shelo Tinol Delos B'Lifnei Yalavin. It's a Takana Chachamim to encourage people to lend. Because otherwise, people say, "What should I lend him money? He's going to give me back garbage. Forget it. I'm not going to lend him." So, in order to get to encourage people to lend, they opted to Beinanis. And there, now we have an answer again to our theorem that the Mar Isle Takanta Du'ula, that's the first Brisa that in fact says the Baal Chov collects in the Beinanis, says that he holds by this Takanta, the Baal Chov collects from the Beinanis. And Umar Samar, the second Brisa, says the Baal Chov collects from the Ziburis, lays Leila Takanta Du'ula, he doesn't hold by this Takanta Du'ula, and therefore go by the Din Torah, which is collecting from the Ziburis. Okay, that's the end of that. Let's see Rashi. Okay, Tasa Beinanis, the second Rashi. Tasa Beinanis Shelo Ki Idis. Ta Meitav Hayalo, Hilo. That's for him, that's the Mesa. Meitav. Umachra, and he talks about that he sold it afterwards. Lachar, Achar Halva, after the Halva. The Ishtabi, the Le Beinanis Lavalchov, because he's already Meshabit into the Balchov Mikara. Be'ot Shaita Idis, when he had the Idis, he had all three. Mele, the Balchov was already set on that, on the Beinanis, and even if he sells the Idis afterwards, it doesn't matter, he still gets the Beinanis. Idi Vidi Shalo Haitalo Idis. We're talking about that he never had Idis. The Kule Yalma Bisho Olam, and everybody's talking about Bisho Olam. But Lokash of Echule Hadek Tani Balchov Yuxubis Isha collect from the Biziburis. The Shavi Benis Tidei Ki Idis Yalma. So his Benis like throats. Best. Idi Vidi Kagon Shaita Benini Shalo Kabenis Yalma. That it was the equal his to the world. Below Haitalo Idis. They never had the Idis Mitchila. Yubahapligin is what they're arguing. The Tana de Mastisa Kamaisa, according to the first Brisa, Savar Bishel Olam Hein Shamin. Vam to Lachi, since you go by the world, Lachi Shachi Balkov Beinanis Kedini, because that's what the Balkov collects, and that's what he has been into the world. The Edict Savar Bishalo Hein Shamin. But the second Brisa talks about it, we go by Shalo, and therefore, his, the Beinanis is really his Edis, and therefore, he goes down to the Ziburis. Lishna Khrina Garcina Nidi Vidi Kigoncha Haita Beni Nishalo Ki Idis the Alma, that his Benis is like the world's Edis. And umefarshina lehach, and therefore they explain it like this: that idividi kashai talo idis, that he had idis and he sold it. Ubahapligin is what they're arguing. The tana de masisi kamais, according to the first price of savar bishalohin shemin, that you go by his best. They came into the day hai benanis safakav de alma idis, even though the world calls it idis, his benanis mina mishalim mina, you sell it, you pay from there. The tana de masrais the brisa. There's the second brisa, Savar Bishel Olam Hein Shamin, and there, but he says Tafus Lashon Rishon, he says he likes the first Lishna better. And we said Bidu'ula Kamiflagi, Tana Basra Leisei Takantadu'ula, he doesn't hold by the Takanavula, collecting from Beinanis, Ela Batar Kra, as you go after the Pasuk, Bafilu Havilei Nami Idis, even if he has Zidis, the Hashta Havelei Beinu is the Gemura, then his Beinu is his Mamish Beinu, because he has Zidis. Beinli today, Bein Alma, doesn't matter. Afilu Hachis Firle, the Lishko Balcho Beziburis, he always collects Ziburis, because there's no Takana Avula. Okay, back to the Gemura.
When the Gemura says, you know, bring down the pot of Hotzias, we're not talking about the Mashkon.
Yeah, right, we're talking about the Mashkon. But the Mashkon is, you know, could turn into the, that's what he's going to get paid. If he doesn't pay up, he doesn't...
So where does he have a choice to bring something cheaper out or whatever?
Bring whatever it is. What? No, he has the price. You know, again, we have like the, what he has to give, you know, but he can give subin, you know, whatever. He can give, like, not good stuff. Right? I mean, he has the price is the price. He owes $100. He has to give $100, but he can give $100 of soup, and he can give $100 of metam, you know, something good.
But it's not the same object that he gave over, he gives back.
What do you mean gives back?
He gave over mashkon.
The ani is giving the mashkon. The ani owes money. He owes $100. So he says, give me your mashkon. So he gives him some bran flakes. Here is a mashkon. Right? And yeah. So then, exactly, that's what he keeps. So what does he get in the end? Assuming. Right? That's a, let's say he doesn't pay or whatever, so he doesn't come with him. He's going to have Subin. So. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, New Braisa. Talking about here, a person, he has all three Tashlumin. He has to pay a Nezik and Balchov and Subazishi. He has to pay all three. And he has all three lands, Idus, Benus, and Zipuris. So what happens? And then Machar Le'echad, he sold all his lands, all three, he sold to one person, Lishlosha Bnei Adam Ke'echad, or he sold to three people. Ke'echad means in one day. You know, he sold to Reuben, Shimon, Levi. He sold all the three lands that are Meshubah to these people. He sold them all in one day. And what's the din? Kulam nichnasim tachas abaylin. In other words, all the people these people are gonna come to him. You know, the balcho, the whatever, the balcho, the ksuba, every the nazir, they're all gonna come to him. And he says, "Sorry, I sold all the land." So they say, "It's meshubata." So they go to the lukukos. They go to the buyers. So they go and they call kulam nichnasim tachas abaylin, meaning they take according to their din. So they sell it, if he sold it all to one person or to three people, one after the other, in one day, the Nizak is going to go to where the Inis is, the Balchov to where the Beinanis is, and the woman to where the Ziburis is. However, if he sold it, Zeachar means in three separate days, not in one shot, in three separate days, then Kulan Govin Mina Achron. Then they all collect from the last guy. Say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, he sold it to. So let's say he sold it in that order, Edis, Benis, and Ziburis. So now they all collect from the Ziburis. Why? Because we have a rule, that as long as there's a Bnei Chorin, you can't go to Meshubanim. So therefore, when Ploni, the guy that had all three, when he sold first to Edis, so now he has still Benis and Ziburis. Everybody that he owes money to has to collect from there. They can't go to Lukayach to get the Edis. And when then he sold the Beinanis after that, now they all have to go to the Ziburi. So they all have a din now of Ziburis, because that's Bnei Chori, that's what he still has. They can't go to Lukukos. So now they all have a din of Ziburi. Then he sold them to Ziburi, so they still have to all go to the Ziburi, because that's the last thing that they all had their Meshibun on. So they go to the third guy, to Levi, and they all collect that. Govemi Acharon, Im Einlo, right, Ein Lo, if he doesn't have enough land, so then they go to the one before, to the Lefanov, they would go to Shimon. And if he doesn't have enough land, so ain lo gover misha shilifneifanav, then they go to Reuben, the first buyer. You know, as they work back, because that's the last one who's meshubat to. Okay, so that's the brisa. Now the Gemara clears. Machron le'echad. We said that he sold all three lands to one person, and they collect according to the din. Hekidami, what are we talking about? Ilema bevasachad means like in one shtar. He sold all three lands to Reuven in one shtar. So then hashta lishlosha v'ikla meimar chad minei chadim. And there amart kula nichnasu tachzav ba'alim. So machron lechad mi bayit. If in a case where he sold to three people on one day, we still said everybody goes according to the, you know, according to the din, even though there is a maklam to say there is still an order. It's in one day, but first he sold to Reuven in the morning, and then the afternoon Shimon, and then later on the afternoon to Levi, whatever. Still was one after the other, and therefore one could think that maybe they also still go to the last one because that was the last thing that he sold. But we say no, since it's all in one day, it's not clear exactly who's first, whatever, so they all collect according to the din. So then of course if he sells all three in one shtar to a person, if a die, you can't distinguish who's first and who's second. The bottom they collect according to the din. Why do you have to tell me that? Elipshita, says the Gemara Bezeacharzeh. It must be talking about, he sold it to one person, but not in one shtar like that. But in 3 days, Mama, three separate days, he sold to Reuven, and first he is on one day, and then next day the Beinonis is to him, and next day, three separate days to Reuven, he sold everything. Ah, Yumaishna Shlosha. So what's the difference in the case of Shlosha, when they with three, we said, we sells it to three people. When he sells to three people, that everybody there in three separate days, we say by three people, every last guy. We say, go by me na acharon. So how come if three different people, we collect from the acharon, whereas if it was one person, what's the difference? Sell to one person, three separate days, the last thing he had by him was the ziburis, so everybody should go to the ziburis. So what's the difference? The kol chad v'chad amar le hainach nelcha makom ligvot emenu. So hainami kol chad v'chad le male hainach nelcha makom ligvot emenu. So just like over there, he could say with three people on three separate days, you know, we could say everybody goes to the last guy because if the one that bought the edis and the zibanis could say, look, we left over the ziburis before we bought it, and therefore everybody has to go to ziburis. So same thing over here. What's the difference? He sold it to one guy, but for three separate days. So the 1, 2, 3, therefore the guy can say, look, the last thing I bought was ziburis. I left it over for you guys. Everybody has to come and collect from the ziburis, because that was, you know, when I bought on the first day the edus, and then the second day the benus, the last was left by the person that I bought from the ziburis. Everybody has to go to ziburis. Why is it different? So where it says, Achamai skina, I can go to lakach edis bachrona. V'chein amar Rav Sheish go to lakach edis bachrona. So that would be fine if he bought in that order, Edis, Benus, Ziburis. But that's not the case. He bought, at the end, he bought the Edis. So Mela, the last thing by him was what? The Edis. So therefore, everybody, as we're going to see now, then it still shouldn't be everybody goes according to their din, it should be everybody collects from the Edis. And that's what we're asked right now. Ah, Ihaki, Lesa Kulu League will Edis. Very nice. If that's the case, the last thing that he had by him, that before he sold to this guy his land, the last piece of land he left by him was the Edis, and then everybody has the din of the Edis now. So Gemara says, so again, so we're asking, so why is everybody collect according to his din? You know, everybody should collect from the Edis. So our answer is, Mishum Damar Lahu, I Shasakisu Vishaklisu Kidinaihu Shaklisu. Vilo Manashta Diziburis Lamari Vishaklisu Kulhu Miziburis. So he says that why has everybody collected din? Because he can say, listen guys, last thing is true, last thing I buy is the Edis. And you all guys, everybody wants to come and collect from this Edis. So he says, listen, I'd rather you have collect according to your din. Not everybody takes from the best land. Obviously, I don't want to get rid of my best land. But everybody has a din on the Edis. He says, listen, if you don't collect according to your din, you know what I'm going to do? I'll take my ziburis that I have, and I'll return it to the guy. Now, if I return it to the guy, now everybody's going to, now he has been a chorin ziburis, and everybody's going to have to collect from ziburis. So the Nezik, the Baruch of everyone going to collect from the Zibur. It just makes no difference to the woman, but the other two at least, right, he has a hold on them. He says, either you collect according to the din, or I'm going to return the Ziburis to the guy, and everybody's going to have to go back and again collect the Ziburis. It's going to be Mechorin again. And that's why everybody collects according to the din. Okay, let's see. Rashi's. Amachran lechad, or leshnei b'shloshah b'nei adam, b'yom echad on one day. Bishayi olav, again, nezikin, k'subesisha, b'achov, b'ayu, iris, b'nei zibur, and he had all three. Kulam niklasu tachas abaylim, niklasu alukokas k'din amocher, whatever the guy that sold it, the buyers take over. Umishalach akidu zifran nizak, lokech b'nei zishalim esachov, and lokech zibur, he says to pay the k'suba. Minacharon, it was the last thing he sold. Dafilu shaklu kamai, even the first one took Edis, Ubinanis, Hatsi Madchan, Lahula Kokos, Linizikun Bachov, Eitzel Ziburis, Tamark, and he can say to them, listen, Ha Nakinakla Kamakom, Ligvate Menu, when I brought these Edis, I left over Ziburis for you. Vitnan Mesekas Gitin, that ain't Niframi Nikasim Nishubanim, Makom Shesh Bene Chorin. Bafilu hinziburis, the chi zabun, hani tre kamait, when the first two bought, yishtayer ziburis of b'nei chorin. He left over the ziburis, which b'nei chorin. Ve'afal pi dahadar yizdabna, even though if he sold that later on also, but basar, Selina, we go after the last guy. That's the last thing that was left over, so everybody has the din on that last thing. Ain lo kede sipuk shashtan, shein oto karka shaveh kokach, there's not enough. Not worth that much. And then we go to the earlier one. He sold it to this one guy, all three and one star. So when he sold it to three people, that on one day, that you could say, therefore there's a makom at least to say, maybe you could say, because I bought it later on in the day, earlier day, and I left over for the people that bought it later. But still, we can't see it in the star, but we don't write the hour on the star, so therefore everybody just collects according to the din. Ela bezechar zeh begil yamin, the one person he sold it to was in 3 days. Le mahaylok echad, this one buyer can say inak lecham akom ligvot ki hechid in nizukul hu basar nizibur. Therefore, everybody has to go to the ziburis. Lachach idis, we're talking about the idis at the end. The name alei le meisav lehu kidinai hu velo liz lu basar idis, and he can say that take your coin to the din because I bought the idis at the end. I why legal be Edis? Hello, my me Edis and Shini Sharaba Baschorin, Bishtelu Chokos, Vehutala Shibur Alalea. Laugh it. That was the last thing left over. That's the last thing you bought to Edis. That means that everybody should collect from the Edis. So he said, no, we're talking about it. He says, yeah, take according to your din. Vilo, Madrin, Lashtar, Ziburis, Lamar. I'm going to give it back to the Ziburis, back to the owner. He hechi the Tahadra, Limig, Lamein. And you're going to all have to collect from there. The Eni, Framin, Nechasi, Meshubadim, but Makom, Shesh, Bnei Chorin. Like we said, since now he has Bnei Chorin, you're all going to have to collect from the Ziburis.